Chapter 10. Barbarisms. 65. Barbarisms, or words not English. Every combination of letters used by those who speak English is, perhaps, in the strictest sense, a word. Thus, chump is as much an English word as fool. But just as Charles Lamb said that there are books which are not books, the rhetorician may say that there are words which are not words, and that chump, which is not permissible in careful speech or writing, is not, so far as correct speaking and writing are concerned, a word at all. Expressions which the best taste in words, that is, good use, rejects altogether, are called barbarisms. A rejected word may violate all three requirements of good use, but a violation of any one requirement is sufficient to make it a barbarism. Carven, a word once used but now obsolete. Travelogue, a new word not yet accepted. Pants, a vulgarism. Silentereta, a word so technical as not to be clear to the general public. And forehanded, a localism, are one and all barbarisms. Barbarisms are most commonly found in the speech of the uneducated, and with the exception of technical words, do not often appear in the writing of any but the most careless. Still, they form a not inconsiderable part of everyday speech, and some caution against them is needed. No complete list of barbarisms is possible, but if words of the classes mentioned below are studiously shunned, many of the grosser errors of speech and writing may be avoided. The pupil should supplement the lists by careful observation and by referring, in any doubtful case, to a good dictionary. However, to learn these lists or any list of barbarisms by heart would be a waste of time. Barbarisms are to be recognized and avoided rather than remembered. Thanks for listening. This has been Laura's Voice, production copyright 2017.